Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heat and Chop.
And in today's episode, we want to talk about managing up, how to manage your managers.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
And here's what the topic is all about and why I care about this and why I wanted to talk to you about this, Heaton. There's two things that are happening a lot that I see. One is that oftentimes when we talk about leadership development within the company, you know, taking somebody that's junior, that's an individual contributor, and then because they're so good at what they do, helping them grow out of an individual contributor role and becoming somebody that is in a leadership role and maybe have people management responsibilities. There's a lot of you know, books and literature and content out there in terms of like how to help somebody become a good leader and become a good manager and tools, techniques, and all that good stuff. But that's always happening kind of after the fact that you're being put in a position like this, right? You're like an individual contributor. Nobody really cares about developing you as a leader. And then the moment you're put in that position, now you have this challenge and you have like zero skills when it comes to leadership or very little skills when it comes to management. So that's a problem that I think can be addressed with what I want to talk about, which is cultivating a culture of managing up and teaching people to manage upwards and not just downwards in the org chart. The other thing is that we recently had somebody join the team. Big shout out to Ryan Robinson that some of you might already know.
What up,
Ryan? Who one of my favorite things about him, and he's not the only one that's doing this well and has done this well in the past, but it's kind of a recent example that prompted this topic top of mind for me, is that Ryan, although he is one of the newest members of the company, and although he does not have yet any kind of management title or management expectations in terms of managing people within the organization, and although I am one of the founders of the business and the CEO, and definitely, you know, you can consider me his boss, right? I hired him. He, from day one, was incredibly good at managing me, right? And what do I mean by managing me? At times, Ryan would need things from me, or I would be involved in projects where I would act as an individual contributor and had to give a piece of content, give a piece of advice, get something done, make an introduction, check in on something. Like, he needed something for me to get done within the greater scope of a project that he was responsible for. And Ryan, from day one, was just incredible about not living in the framework of thinking, well, shit, that's Stelly. He's the fucking founder and CEO and my boss. If he says he's going to do something, I'm just going to let him do it. I'm not going to check in. If it's not done by the date, I'm not going to ask about it, right? Because I don't want to create any kind of problems. He's so senior. He's so kind of up the ladder that when he says, yes, I'm going to take care of something, Ryan, I'm just going to be mute and wait and see what happens. No, what Ryan did was like, well, Stelly's a fucking busy man and he's responsible for a million fucking things. This is the project I'm responsible for. So I'm going to make sure I help Stelly deliver the things that he said he would. So he would check in with me and be like, hey, Stelly, how's the timeline? Is still everything good? Can I help you with anything? And I reply, all good. Thanks for checking in. I'm going to get this done by Monday. On a Monday, he'd be like, Stelly, it's Monday. Woo, I'm so excited. Everything is done. You're the last to do that I'm waiting for. Let me know if anything changed. If you're too busy today, no problem. He would just constantly communicate. He would follow up with me. If I had to check in with somebody, I was like, yeah, I'll make an intro, and that person wouldn't respond. He would always ping me and go like, hey, have you followed up yet? Maybe it's time to follow up. Let's get this home. So he would not let go of the responsibility because I was involved or anybody else was involved that was quote unquote more senior than him. He would manage me and other people. And even today, he pinged me on Slack just a minute ago and said, hey, we have a big webinar next week. Stelly, do you have time this weekend to do a quick video and do this, this, and this to promote it? Like, he would just use me as a resource when needed, explain to me why, and be very mindful of checking in, following up, and helping me accomplish the task or encourage me to get it done in time. And I love this. I can't tell you how much I fucking love it, right? And I honestly believe that if you're good at managing people, you are somebody that likes to be managed well as well. Like, you're not difficult to manage. If you're difficult to manage, then you're probably going to be bad at managing other people as well. So I think that there's tremendous value in people realizing that they cannot just manage people that are under them in their org chart or that they're personally responsible for, and that everybody's fair game, and you shouldn't think this person's so senior, I'll feel too timid or afraid to check in, to follow up, to follow through, and to manage them for this project. So I wanted to bring this topic up and hear your thoughts on it because I thought it would benefit our listeners.
Yeah, oh man. Managing up is such an amazing skill for a team member to have. I think everybody needs to have this. Even as a founder, if you raise money, you have a board and you're managing up to them. And in the ways that you manage up to them is literally you have asks of them in the email updates you send them or in a board meeting or anything like that. And managing up is like a process that I think people are just not used to. I think you said it best, like, you know, you're the CEO, you hired the person, and yet the person is willing to tell you what they need from you and what you need to do for them and hold you accountable to it in a way that you might not be able to do for yourself for whatever reason. And so there's a really nice way to do that that seems like Ryan has really figured out and is doing. And I think, you know, one thing that's really brilliant about it is when you focus on the outcome and the work and not the people, you have this attitude where it's like, yeah, we're just going to all work together. It doesn't matter what your title is. And it doesn't matter who's managing who. That's a beautiful team when you're focused on the outcome. So I believe Ryan is so focused on the outcome that if Steli is responsible for pieces of it, you know, and Ryan feels the ownership or whatever over it, or it's his thing, then he will make sure Steli, the human being, mm-hmm. is accountable and does it. Not Steli, his manager, not Steli, the CEO of the company. And I think that's really important because we tend to put people who are our bosses or managers or in some kind of authority role on a pedestal. And then we're like, oh, they're infallible, or they don't need my help, or I'll let their slip ups go. But at the end of the day, that's not acceptable if there's outcomes and there's, you know, business requirements and things we're looking to achieve. So I'm always impressed by people that are good at that. I have people on the team, on my teams, where like people are really good at that, or there's people that are really bad at that. And I've always found it challenging to help people understand the difference between good and bad. Bad is like constantly asking you questions that they should answer themselves. Mm. Right? Or yeah. They should bring to you not the question, but the options. So if you're managing up, don't bring people questions when you can think through the options. Bring the people who you're managing up to options. So it's better to say, hey, Heaton, what should we do about, you know, this feature? There's some difficulties associated with it. Here they are, right? I'd rather have, hey, Heaton, here are the three options to solve the difficulties. Which one would you like to do, right?
Yeah.
Or help me decide which one's the best. Every single person that's managed up to me that does that, I have an amazing relationship with. Every single person that makes me think about it when they should have, I don't have that amazing relationship mm-hmm. with. And it's not that I think they're lazy. It's not that I think they're stupid. It's not any of that. It's that I think that they're not respecting themselves. They're not thinking for themselves. They're not spending extra 5 minutes to make it easy for me to help them make a decision. That's it. Take the 5 minutes and come up with the options. Otherwise, we're going to do that together. And you know how much time we're going to waste doing that together on something you could have just done yourself? Right? And again, that has to do with how you communicate with me and want to manage up to me. Other people might like to discuss it and all that stuff, but I've never found this not to work with any manager because the manager appreciates it. They're like, oh, you thought through it. And there's a bunch of options. And I just need to help you pick one, two, or three, or whatever. I don't need to discuss this with you.
I love that. I think it comes all back to having a sense of ownership and responsibility, right? Especially even when you talk to people that seem very senior, right? So instead of saying, well, this is Heaton, he surely will know the best answer. So let me not even think about an answer. Let me just go and ask him and basically have him do all the work. Instead of just doing the appropriate work or the most useful work, you say, hey, it's my job to get to a decision, I think Heaton's input is going to be important. Let me do the research, the homework. Let me lay out the options, the pros and cons. Check in with him and say, hey, Heaton, here's something we're working on. Here are the four options that we have. I would go with one, but I want to double check with you and see if you have a different opinion or something to add, right? And I even like it. I even teach the bottleneck hack where it's like there's an expiration time to this. You know, hey, Stelly, here's the four options. I would go with one. I could see other ones being good as well. Wanted to check in with you. If I don't hear back because you're busy over the next 48 hours, I'll just go with one, right? That way, even if I'm too busy and doing other things, I could just glance at it and go, all right, I'm cool with option one. I don't even have to weigh in here, right? Or I just go, yeah, go ahead. Or if I don't get to look at it, still decisions are being made and things are being moved forward. But I really think the most important thing is the mindset shift. Not thinking I can only manage and I can only be responsible for people that are directly reporting to me and are under me in the org chart, versus taking ownership and responsibility for the outcome of the project or the thing that you're working on and seeing everybody in the company as a potential resource. You have to be mindful on how you use these resources, right? And thoughtful about it. But everybody is fair game, a resource to help that outcome be as successful as possible. And you can be the CEO of that project or that outcome. And you can tap into people above you on the same level or more junior in all ways if you're mindful, if you're respectful to accomplish the outcome. And if you do that, A, the entire company is going to be moving much faster forward. You create a lot more value, but also you develop these management skills that Ryan obviously already developed for a long time, being, you know, running his own business and being having a consulting business and having clients and all that. And so once you officially maybe grow into more of a official management or leadership role, you're going to have all these skills already established on how to communicate effectively, how to lead, how to manage. So yeah, I think once an organization or a team realizes that, you know, management is not something that just happens top down, it happens bottom up as well, I think an incredible amount more success can be accomplished. So I love people that do that naturally, obviously. I'm trying to encourage this and teach this more to people that don't already have that mindset. And I think sharing this with the audience, with the people that are listening to us, is hopefully going to encourage a lot of people to think a bit differently, act a bit differently, and learn how to manage up, not just down. I think that's going to benefit a lot of companies out there.
Yep. Find your best way to manage up. And I think I really loved, you know, what you said, which was, if you learn how to manage up, you'll learn how to be a manager. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
It's the same skill set. That's pretty awesome.
Love it. All right, that's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you soon.
Cheers.